Nurses and doctors are risking their lives to fight the coronavirus. There's not enough protective gear or personnel in many parts of the world. So enter Tommy, the Italian robot nurse.
Using my abilities, medical staff can be in touch with the patients without direct contact.
As Tommy himself explained there, he helps minimize direct contact between doctors and nurses and their infected patients. Dr. Gianni Bonelli is the director of the Circolo Hospital in Varese, Italy. He told me what Tommy looks like.
Piccolo robot, come ce lo possiamo immaginare.
This robot is what you think of as a very little robot that interacts towards a tablet. So basically what you have to picture in your head is a robot whose head is a monitor, is a screen, is a tablet. And the tablet, of course, has a microphone, a way to communicate both visually and through the audio between the patients and the nurses and the doctors.
So beyond communication, what are some of the everyday tasks that Tommy can carry out?
Basically, the robot, the most evolved version of it, can measure the blood pressure and the oxygen saturation for the patients in the IC unit, so they're under a ventilator. Another crucial thing that the robot can do, the most advanced version, is can check on the movements of the patients. For example, if a patient is on a bed and somehow it falls, the robot can immediately refer this event to the doctors and the nurses that are in remote, and they can intervene and show up. It's not a way to substitute the human factor, which is constantly something that they rely on, and they know how important it is for a patient besides the robot to be recognized and to see someone as much as possible.
So just to clarify, Circolo Hospital has two types of robots, one that doesn't move and sits in the patient's room and another that is mobile. I assume Tommy is disinfected when it returns from the wing of the hospital with the heavy COVID-19 cases.
Yes, there's two kinds of robots. Basically, there's robots that are static and robots that move. And of course, those that move around need to be disinfected, and they have protocols to clean every surface that leaves the part of the hospital that treats patients with COVID-19. But it's not just a robot. Even a piece of paper that comes out of the part of the hospital needs to be disinfected. There are strict protocols that they have to follow every day.
Finally, where did the name Tommy come from?
Tommy is the name of the son of the primary doctor of the IC unit in the hospital. And the idea behind is that doctors are working so much that they don't have time to go home at night. And on top of it, to avoid the risk of spreading the virus at home in their families, they want to stay isolated, so they keep staying in the hospital. So for this specific hospital and primary doctor, he said, well, at least I have someone next to me that I can call with my son's name and feel like I'm at home.
I mean, given the help that Tommy is providing, Tommy even has a name. Has anyone formed an emotional attachment with the robot yet?
He has become really famous all of a sudden, so the whole hospital knows about it, and that was a very unexpected reaction that they didn't foresee. And also the aesthetics of it, the robot is really cute. It looks like a small human being, so I'm sure that the doctors that use it have definitely developed emotional interaction with it.
Dr. Gianni Bonelli, the director of Circolo Hospital in Varese, Italy, where they've been using the robot nurse Tommy to help keep doctors safe. Dr. Bonelli's been speaking with me through interpreter Michele Teodori. Thank you very much, doctor. Good luck to you. In bocca al lupo.
Prego. Grazie a voi.